you've heard over the last few weeks stories about how women are not running for office as much as they used to, that the numbers have dropped significantly just over the past year or two. What can be done about that? And if you've considered running for office as a woman, is there help available? We're checking in right now with Betsy Sinclair, who is a professor and the chair of the Political Science Department at Washington University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Debbie.
Now, coming up, there is a program August 23rd and 24th. And who is this aimed at, Betsy?
We're interested in talking to any women who are interested in running for public office at any point in their future. We're pretty excited that we're going to provide really world-class programming for people who are interested in serving their communities, and we'd like to help them get started.
What are some of the reasons that you're hearing, or anecdotally, or people telling you to your face about why they're not running for office? Because one of the reasons that we have been told is that it has gotten uglier than ever before with social media and trolls and that kind of thing, and that a lot of women just don't want to mess with that. Are there other reasons?
I mean, you have characterized this exactly, Debbie. We're seeing rising levels of political anger across America right now. You know, you look left and you look right and you see just huge amounts of polarization, with nearly 70% of Americans describing that when they think about politics, they feel angry today. And I think that turns a lot of people off from running for office. It's also the case that this is an old problem. So if you look at what's called the political ambition gap, we've seen women walk away from opportunities to run for public office for the last 30 years. And we see some household names out there, both Republican and Democratic household names, who are famous women who are running, but the majority of candidates these days are still men. And I think it's really important for institutions like WashU to take the opportunity to begin to engage in these communities and try to close the ambition gap. And so we're just going to provide really high quality programming for people of both parties to come and run ethical, data-driven campaigns.
I hope that I don't make any men listening angry, but I'm wondering if one of the other issues is help. That women need more backup, because if a man is running for office, they have a wife at home who, you know, takes care of the home and the kids. But women tend to not have that person to back them up and do all of those things. And if you're a mom, you're always the one who has to take care of the emergencies. And maybe that is a reason women are deciding, I can't do this. I don't have time for this.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a reality in our world right now that women are facing not only glass ceilings, but also sometimes glass slippers. You may remember that Cinderella's stepmother doesn't tell her she can't go to the ball. She just tells her she has to finish cleaning the house first. And I think time and time again, we're seeing women are providing tremendous reservoirs of caregiving for their communities, whether they're parents or not. They're just tremendous caregivers. That's our culture. I think we want that culture to come into elected office, that culture of caregiving. And so we want to make space for that. It's one of the reasons why at our Empower program at WashU, we're actually welcoming partners at the reception in the evenings, because we know that this takes a village to get people, especially the village that lives in your house. But we're also hoping that this community of women that's going to come to this program can support each other, whatever party they hail from, that they're going to really be able to talk to each other about how they're managing those work-life balance concerns and how they're still able to provide that kind of community caregiving while also running for public office.
And the program that you're mentioning is Friday. It starts Friday afternoon and it runs through Saturday at 5 p.m. And I note that one of the things that you are an expert in is social networks. What can you tell us about social networks?
So my research really focuses on the way in which your family, friends, and neighbors influence your political decision-making choices, and that you influence those peoples as well. And one of the things that we're going to see at this event is the tremendous power of building this kind of network with each other. It's also the case that my research specifically, and thing I'm going to talk about at this program, is the effect of door-to-door canvassing on other people in the household, the people who don't necessarily answer the door. And we see that kind of spillover to other people within households when we do that kind of canvassing. I think that probably the biggest impact of this program over the next couple of days is going to be to build up those networks. And for any listeners today, we have fee waivers available. We'd really like to welcome you to come.
And this is for people, like for women who may not really have any experience at all running for office, or maybe a little experience. Who is this aimed at?
You know, it's really aimed at all women who are interested in running for public office, either now or in the future. We have a really incredible cohort of both campaign professionals, but also professors whose expertise goes from helping people launch an initial campaign to coaching more experienced candidates. And one of the cool things about this program is we're going to personalize the curriculum for the students who are there.
I'm noting that there is a duo that will be speaking on Saturday, and I think this would be worth the price of admission to see Jill Shoup and Catherine Hanaway presenting together.
Yes, and one of the things I'm so excited about that panel is each of those women has talked about how much respect they have for each other, how much courage it takes to run for office, and whether or not, you know, there are lots of places where their politics disagrees, but they have a lot of respect for each other and how they ran their campaigns and how they have, you know, held themselves in elected office. And I think they're really modeling that kind of civic discourse and mentorship that we're hoping this program, you know, stands for.
I think sometimes when people think about running for office, they immediately think of the big office, you know, running for Congress, yeah, running for governor. But there are so many important offices and roles and positions, even just locally.
Absolutely. I mean, from school board to city council to alderperson to local mayors, we time and time again are so affected by the people who are making political decisions on our behalf in our local communities. You know, every time you run over a pothole, like, you might think, hey, that's really bugging me on my way to work today. And there's an elected official that you can reach out to. I think it's also important to remember that our democracy is grounded in the fact that we have competitive elections. And so, you know, there are a lot more people that lose elections than win elections, and we still need people who have the courage and the confidence to run, even if they think they're going to lose. Because we need to have those kinds of competitive elections to have, candidates who are willing to challenge existing positions to, you know, keep us honest and to keep our democracy going.
It's called EmpowHer, Campaign Science for Women, and it is going on Friday afternoon through Saturday evening. And what's the best way for women to find out how to sign up for this?
If they go to our website, they're welcome to sign up. If they need a fee waiver, I'd encourage them to reach out to me via email, which is bsinclay@woosdell.edu.
Betsy Sinclair is a professor and the chair of the Political Science Department at Washington University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Debbie.